This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A study not too long ago by the Kaiser Family Foundation showed that nearly half of all employees who get insurance through work are now paying deductibles of $1,000 a year or more. That means more of us are paying for prescription drugs out of our own pockets, something that has escaped the notice of neither the public, nor politicians, nor businesses in the healthcare sector. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains that a growing number of companies believe they have found a way to spend less.
We've entered a world where the next time your doctor prescribes a new medication, you could whip out your smartphone and find the cheapest price in town.
So, Arthur, what I wanted to show is kind of the most basic search functionality out there today.
Okay, sounds good.
AJ Loyacono is with the pharmacy benefit software company Truveris. He's giving a demo of his company's app, OneRx, to the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. He looks up the cost of a common antibiotic in the city.
You can see there's a wide disparity in the prices where, you know, it goes down from $20 to a high as for $61. If we look at the map, Walgreens, about 2-3 blocks away, is the lowest price.
OneRx is one of about a dozen apps that promises to help consumers get the best deals on prescription drugs. Beyond comparison shopping, the app also offers consumers retail discounts and coupons from drug makers. More than 3 million people use GoodRx, the largest of these apps, every month.
It can be a useful tool, but it's a little more squishy than what it might appear.
Lisa Gill is an editor at Consumer Reports. Gill is preaching caution after dispatching a team of secret shoppers to test the reliability of the apps.
The apps might tell you that, you know, we can guarantee these prices, but it's not a promise.
And sometimes the apps are wrong about prices. Another knock on these apps is that they promote drug maker coupons. Now, it's true. Some consumers absolutely benefit from them because it's either the coupons or go without the drug.
But it's also like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Northwestern economist Limor Daphne says what makes coupons pernicious is that we avoid our share of a pricey drug, but the insurer still pays its share. In other words, we consumers get around the blockade insurers set up, high copays, and drug makers are off to the bank.
I assure you that pharmaceutical companies are not issuing these copay coupons because they're reducing revenues. The return on investment on these things are 4 to 6 times spending.
The real problem, says Daphne, is that coupons undermine insurers' leverage to negotiate lower prices. And the more money insurers spend this year on these expensive drugs, the higher all of our premiums will be next year. As this drug app industry takes off, it likely means a lot more coupons will be getting redeemed. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.